It is the first on this day of this odd World Cup. This World Cup may not be positive in a number of ways, not least by virtue of the fact that it has managed to undermine Virgil van Dijk, which, as far as I'm concerned, is an absolutely enormous and heinous crime, and I'm deeply upset about it. But it gives us one thing. It gives us the opportunity to look back in a nostalgic, semi-analytical, occasionally humorous way at a time of year you'd never normally do that sort of thing, because what normally happens at this time of year is that Liverpool play a game every 4 days and you just hang on for dear life. It's also why the on this day element of this is so unbelievably busy. If you click on the calendar on LFC history, and we will be thanking them repeatedly through this strand, it tells you everything that happened on this day. And sometimes you click that sort of thing, especially in the summer, and practically nothing happened on that day. There's birthdays, maybe the occasional transfer. I have had to show editorial zeal in pulling this show together. We are going to say no to Kevin McDonald, not for the first time in Liverpool history. We're going to say no to other things as well. By the way, Alan Hansen called him Liverpool's most influential player of the 85-86 season, Kevin McDonald. So maybe we should all get off his back and not use him as a punchline. But he's come up twice on this day, twice this time out, but we're not going to talk about him on either occasion. We are instead going to start off with a bit of a quiz question. We're not going to mess about. It's for Andy and it's for Carl. On this day, Carl, in 2006, Steven Gerrard, you've heard of him. He struck his 14th goal in the European Cup when we beat PSV Eindhoven 2-0 at Anfield. In the process, he joined Ian Rush as our top goal scorer at that time in Europe's premier club competition. We know Mo Salah, Carl, has outstripped the pair of them by this point. Steven got many more European Cup goals as well in there. But in all of European competition, Carl, in all of it, who is Everton's top scorer?
Oh, come on.
All European competition.
All European, okay. So the 80s.
So it's not just the... And it's, let me be clear about this. It is fewer than Steven Gerrard's 14 in the Champions League.